Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech, and I worked on it till pretty late last night. But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
You know, I had Lewinsky online on this website for 4 days while the mainstream press decided if they wanted to cover it or not, or if they could prove it.
That was Matt Drudge on C-SPAN in 1999. Before him, President Clinton in 1998. Both have America's attention again, thanks to the cable TV program Impeachment, American Crime Story. This installment of the limited FX series American Crime Story has a plot quite familiar to C-SPAN viewers. It examines and dramatizes the national crisis that led to the first impeachment of a U.S. president in over a century. If you're watching it, the program might make you curious about this history. Here's a resource you can use to learn more, the C-SPAN Video Library. Let's try that out. In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, learn more about one of the characters portrayed in the FX impeachment story, Internet news pioneer Matt Drudge. Let's dive into the C-SPAN Video Library after this.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you followed the Clinton impeachment closely over 2 decades ago, you likely remember the Drudge Report's role in the story, breaking many news nuggets. But if you're new to the tale, no worries. It's easy to catch up. Let's begin with President Clinton himself mentioning Drudge. Here's President Clinton testifying under oath before a federal grand jury about his relationship with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, August 17th, 1998.
That's all I can tell you. I can't prove anything.
But you did have a great deal of anxiety in the hours and days following the end of your deposition on the 17th. Isn't that fair to say?
Well, I had a little anxiety the next day, of course, because of the Drudge Report. And I had an anxiety after the deposition because it was more about Monica Lewinsky than it was about Paula Jones.
The specificity of the questions relating to Monica Lewinsky alarmed you, isn't that fair to say?
Yes, and it bothered me, too, that I couldn't remember the answers. It bothered me that I couldn't, as Mr. Weisenberg pointed out, it bothered me that I couldn't remember all the answers. I did the best I could, and so I wanted to know what the deal was, sure.
You heard President Clinton tell the grand jury he had anxiety because of the Drudge Report. Earlier that summer, Matt Drudge spoke to the National Press Club and took audience questions. On June 2, 1998, it seemed the media, too, was anxious about the Drudge Report.
Aren't you coarsening the public discourse?
I hope not. You know, these questions are pretty tough. And I think if you directed this type of tough questioning to the White House, there would be no need for someone like me, quite frankly. I have fun with what I do. A lot of it's smiles. A lot of it's, look, Ma, I can dance. A lot of it's preempting other newspapers. I cover media people the way they cover politicians. I'm reporting Jeff Gerth may be breaking something in a couple of weeks, for example. That's fun stuff. That's a new paradigm. It's where the media is on check. It's where they're not the only game in town, where the media now is a guy with a 486 out in Hollywood. How did a story like Monica Lewinsky break out of a Hollywood apartment? What does that say about the Washington Press Corps? It just baffles me. I haven't come up with answers on that.
C-SPAN actually had Matt Drudge on before the Monica Lewinsky story broke. He was challenging the media from the beginning, from his first C-SPAN appearance, June 30th, 1997.
You know, Matt Drudge, we were talking here during the break, and you said that these newspapers we're looking at this morning are no longer morning papers to you. Why?
Good morning. Indeed. This stuff on the Internet is now night papers. These have become evening papers. I'm there in Hollywood reading the Washington Post at 4 or 5 in the evening for tomorrow. It's changing the cycle. What the Internet's doing is changing the cycle. And it's exciting because that gives me the option to report what I think is news on my website even before you get to them.
Here's an article that was about you in Time Magazine in the June 16th issue, The Thrill of Drudge Work. What's this about?
Well, I had a media blitz, and within the course of a couple of weeks, I was Howard Kurtz'd, I was People Magazine'd, Time, Newsweek, they all, it was a feeding frenzy on this one-man operation out of Hollywood, California, USA, that is basically a one-man newspaper and wire service.
What do you do?
I've got about 60,000 readers, and it's a network of tipsters and gossip, a lot of it Washington gossip, and it just moved quickly, and it's moved without an editor. I'm the editor, and it's moved without advertisers. So it's a whole new way of communicating, as far as I can tell, and it's exciting as heck.
How do you pay for it?
It doesn't. There's no fee involved except for my time. It's self-supportive.
How do you make money?
I've just signed on with America Online, who's going to start carrying the thing. So you make money other ways besides the actual website. I'm trying to keep it advertiser-free simply because I think that's not the future. The medium is not advertising.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yes, things have changed over the past quarter century. Drudge has far more readers today. During a one-month period in early 2020, the Drudge Report received 228 million visits, according to CNN. And America Online no longer exists, or at least it looks real different now. But today, the Drudge Report looks the same. Matt Drudge was back on C-SPAN years after the Clinton impeachment story. Here he is, April 29th, 2005, responding to a caller. Get ready for his mention of a more recent president elected over a decade later, who was also impeached.
It is such a great honor for me to be able to speak and say what I'd like to you. You will go down in history as a pioneer. You, in my opinion, you broke the stranglehold of the liberal media, who decided what we heard and what we did not hear. Before you, we got what we were fed. You have given to us an opportunity to hear other things that go on in the world that were filtered from us. That is the reason that these media people call you blogs and try to, they constantly try to put you down, because you do exactly what you do. You expose them for what they are. They're not going to like you. I can't say strongly enough how thankful I am that you came along and did what you did.
Mr. Drudge.
Well, my, how things have changed. Usually the callers here would be blasting.
Well, stand by.
Okay.
I know, stand by.
Ted Koppel once said in an interview, the internet is the bane of the First Amendment. They were nervous. They still are nervous. However, I've got to say, you know, what I link to on my website is a lot of mainstream press news. The lead item now that Bush is bumped for Donald Trump, which he was last night, NBC found it, you know, I guess they were just going to have to go to the May sweeps, whether the president liked it or not. Fox bumped to Paris Hilton. That isn't a mainstream story. That's ridiculing the mainstream press. But other stories on here, Schwarzenegger praising the Minutemen, saying they've cut down on the crossing of illegal immigrants there in Arizona. That's the Los Angeles Times. The North Korea capable of firing the nuke at the USA. That's every mainstream paper. So I just don't offer contrarian point of view, alternative view. A lot of the time I do offer mainstream media. But what I'm able to give you, sir, is possibly two points of view at the same time and possibly a different twist on the story or even to blast the story even before it's released. So there's a lot of different elements to it.
We opened this podcast with President Clinton, followed by Matt Drudge. Let's end the same way. Here's President Clinton addressing the nation on August 17th, 1998, and then Matt Drudge's reaction on C-SPAN, October 8th, 2005.
In a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information. Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. But I told the grand jury today, and I say to you now, that at no time did I ask anyone to lie, to hide or destroy evidence, or to take any other unlawful action. I know that my public comments and my silence about this matter gave a false impression. I misled people, including even my wife. I deeply regret that.
Matt Drudge, how will history view this period in American history?
Very good question. I'm, of course, seeing it from my own point of view. I'm looking at it from the advance of technology. It really was the first big breakout. I remember Michael Kinsley writing in Time magazine that this did to the internet what the Kennedy assassination did to television. I think that may hold up, actually, because I do think the internet will be a driving force in government and especially exposing government problems. But it is going to be remembered, I think, as an impeachment of a sitting president with a divided country. You just saw up there Rehnquist read the 50-50 vote, I mean, right down to the wire. But he was not removed from office, and he did leave office with high approval ratings. He is still very popular to this day, as Podesta pointed out earlier in the marathon here. So it is a mixed bag, but I think what you really take out of it is advancement of technology, because for days on the internet, that's the only place you could go to see what was happening on this story. And that to me is quite compelling.
Today, the Drudge Report is still around. So too is the internet. You can use the internet to learn more about Matt Drudge by searching the online C-SPAN video library. You can also get more information about the Clinton impeachment, just like you can search for information on both impeachments of President Trump. Just go to cspan.org and use the search bar on top. You'll be happy to know it's free. What a deal. Thanks for listening to C-SPAN's The Weekly. Happy searching.